Hey, everybody. In this show, Easy Eats Bodega and Benjamin join me to discuss the Reptilian Renegade rug pull, try saying that five times, on Solana by the same creator that rug pulled Balloonsville a mere couple months ago. And so we dive into what happened with the rug pull, what it means for the future of Solana, and what people should be paying attention to when evaluating Solana projects. As usual, this content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX. or with the code THENIFTY on the FTX mobile app. Hey everyone, in this video we are talking about the Reptilian Renegade rug pull. That's a little bit too much alliteration for me. On Solana and how Solana summer is actually cooling off. As usual, if you enjoy this content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button, subscribe to the podcast, buy the NFT, all that good stuff. And nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is incredibly risky, so always do your own research. Easy Eats, Benjamin, we're talking rug pulls today. What a time to be alive, huh?
Nothing to say to that, man. Just a head shake. That's all you get.
It's a mess, bro. Like this was crazy. Like PO and I were flying in, and I was so thankful I paid for the Wi-Fi because I was like, my phone just starts blowing up. And people are like, reptiles rugged. And I got a ton of flack on mint day because I sold mine at like 5 SOL each. So I made like a little bit of SOL. I bought 5 whitelist spots, etc. And this thing, man, all of a sudden we just saw the price tank from like 35, 40 down to like 7, 8. D-rug rumors started ripping too. It was, dude, it was messy. Like everything about it was just so messy. We were following up on like comments that were being made about it. All of a sudden the rumor came out that it was the Balloonsville guy. And then they doubled down and confirmed it was the Balloonsville rugger who's back again. And yeah, the Sol space has been red hot with drama right now because they've decided to take this roundabout approach and now air out a bunch of Solana influencers with all the attention that they're getting.
And this thing had a good amount of hype. I remember we were talking about it. I think Kix like just made fun of it immediately when he saw it. And the Solana peeps, like just the Solana business, was big mad at him. And then it turns out to be this big rug. Easy, why don't you give people a little context that might not be intimately familiar with Solana about Balloonsville and that experience, because we covered that live. Right, that was a big one.
So Balloonsville was probably like the most hype project back in November, December. And I mean, I've never seen as much hype as with that. Like the bears came now, but before bears, Balloonsville was like the project everyone talked about. I did a video on it. I was a diehard like fan of the art and what was happening with it. It seemed like they were going to be a safe and trustworthy team because they went through a launch pad. Launch pads are ways that other projects or marketplaces launch projects, and it kind of builds that sense of security. So everyone was like, oh, this is awesome. Like they're getting launched by Magic Eden Launchpad, the biggest launch pad and marketplace in the space. It's gotta be trustworthy, right? Turns out Magic Eden lied about doxing the kid at the time, lied about doing a ton of stuff to like verify and actually vet it. And then they rugged. So it was like, oh, like how does this happen? They took 5,000 SOL, tweeted all this hype, got the floor up to like 15, and then tweeted. It was like in the morning, real early, like 7 a.m. Eastern time. I wake up, see the floor at like 12 or 15. And then I went back to sleep, and not even 30 minutes later, my phone's ringing. People are like, dude, they rugged. Like, it's a rug. And that was crazy. I got death threats for my support of it. I got lit up for it.
You got death threats?
Dude, my DMs were crazy because people said I was shilling it and had to have been involved and like all this shit. Because I was tweeting about it a ton, like how excited I was for it. And like I said, like I even had a YouTube video on the channel about me talking about the project and then the post like breakdown after of it. And then this had just similar hype. Like bears had just launched. This was another good PFP project. A lot of advisors from the Solana space were on this team. And that was kind of like the sketchy part, was like after the fact, those advisors all kind of came out and were like, we just got whitelist spots. Like this guy just kept offering us money and we said no. And they even posted a bunch of the DMs. Like shout out Shillin Villain, who I know is getting lit up for this right now, but he posted his DM showing he never took a dollar. And the messages seemed weird. Like the rugger was very adamant about didn't even make it to June. That's so funny.
I told you it was Solana Spring.
Yeah, it was Solana Spring, bro. Like Yeah, that sucked. But even like this, it was just interesting to see how this person went about it. And as soon as they said that they rugged, they aired out Hydra launch pad. So they ended up getting another launch pad, doxing themselves to that launch pad. They said that they bought a fake ID to submit for the license. So it's like you're going to massive extremes to get through this dox at this point to then take the money and run. And I mean, it's fucked.
Yeah. The
and Ben. Yeah, Ben just sent me this tweet that I'm going to pull up. It's kind of gnarly. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I was going to say that this kid is just a, you know, a dirtbag, man. Like if you look at his posts, like he's not just unapologetic. He's so brazen in like making fun of people for even like wanting to be involved in it. And so I sent you that tweet. That was Hydra posting mm-hmm. about the rug, and he retweeted it. And yeah. he was laughing at it. And so the funny thing about this is that, like, well, not the funny thing, but what he thinks is funny is he goes, I didn't use an actor this time with Hydra Launchpad. They didn't ask me to video call. I put on a Filipino accent and they bought it. I kid you not. So he's not just unapologetic. He's premeditated in what he's doing, and he's doing it on purpose. And to be associated with not just one rug, but multiple rugs, and then try to call yourself Batman, like you're actually, you know, doing justice to the community. And one of his responses was, well, Batman has to commit crimes when he's stopping crimes. Like, what an all-time rugger quote. What a, you know, dude. Crazy.
Well, I interviewed Hydro with the G-Con Studios last Tuesday. And their team seemed professional. Like, they seemed really strong. Very large team. They launched a bunch of big projects, and they're launching a lot more now. But now I'm just like, I feel so hesitant to like even interact with their launch pad, knowing that this went down. And like, this person's still airing people out. Their Twitter is still posting tweets talking about a bunch of people in the Soul space who are either launching projects and aren't telling their like followers and Twitter followers and Twitter space that it's theirs. And I mean, dude, it's like dirty laundry season from this guy. And it's crazy. Like, this, it's a kid for sure, but they seem educated as hell on it.
He's tweeting more than anybody I've seen in my life before. Like, I was trying to find that Hydra post, and I had to scroll down for days just to get it. This kid is, he's relishing this right now. He loves this. And I think, you know, I don't call for, you know, bad things to happen to people, but I would just say that, you know, if there's anyone in the space that should have legal troubles, it's probably someone like this.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, he's relishing in this. If he's not watching us do this right now, he's going to watch mm-hmm. it. Like, he's going to eat this up. This is like exactly what he
did.
He
did a podcast last night with Solana Legend and Ice Knife, two very big like Solana names, and their video got 10,000 views, like launching it at midnight last night. And like, I couldn't sleep, and I ended up listening to most of it at like 3 a.m. And I was just like, this is crazy. Like, listening to this person talk sounded wild. They were going on about how just because they made money and they were 16, think about all the money they'll have at 17. And now they actually wanted to keep this project and not rug it. He was saying like, this was supposed to be my legit project, but then I told Hydra Launchpad's creator, a guy that goes by Prez, that he had rugged before. It was like, oh, I've rugged before, just so you're aware, but I want to keep this project, and I'll actually give you the funds and dox my real ID to you if you just don't tell anybody for like 12 months and or 12 hours. And then he ended up not saying anything. I guess Prez waited on it and then released it the next morning. That's when the Hydra statement came out. It was like, oh, by the way, supposedly we've secured the Twitter. Supposedly we've managed everything. And then he gets onto the Twitter again and goes, Hydra hasn't secured shit. Here's this tweet. What's up? Don't listen to their lies. And it's just like, it's insane. Just like everything around this project feels like an HBO miniseries. Like, it is mayhem. And the space is relishing in it. They're eating it up, which is only going to like give this guy more feeling of power, you know?
If you're a fan of DC Universe at all, you know, you should know right off the bat not to trust Hydra. Right. But it's crazy that the floor is still at 8 ETH. Like, people are just sticking with it, or like, what was, you said the drop was like 30 from 30?
No, dude. So it released for one soul. The whitelist tokens were going for like 3. So most people were in for like 4 to 5. And then it just pumped. Next day it traded, I think, high of 42. They did an airdrop for like a mutation and actually airdropped it too. And those were going for like four or five. And then this drama hit. And like even one of the mutation vials went for like 120 SOL. Like that poor buyer, man. And the next morning, these went from 35 down to 7 or 8. And the vials went to like 0.25. And just so it was like they just absolutely tanked. And now the Hydras, like we have a D-rug team. The advisors on the project are trying to D-rug. But every time we see these D-rugs, man, shit just goes south after like a few weeks. People just kind of like forget about it anyway.
Yeah, he'll be back with his second, third, fourth Balloonsville reptiles coming out. I mean, first of all, these things do not look like renegades, if I have to be honest.
Bro, I don't even know what a renegade is.
Well, a renegade is someone who like goes against the grain and against authority and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, just in general, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time on Seoul, but the wide-held perception that I've seen from a lot of people is that when they buy into Seoul, they're almost expecting to get rugged, which I think is a pretty interesting mentality, like risk reward wise. Like, you know, we go in, at least I go into buying things with the possibility that they can go to zero, but not the probability that they'll go to zero, you know? So like it's not expected, but it's possible. And when I hear people saying, oh, I'm going to go buy this Seoul project and it's probably going to zero, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You know, why do you think I take profit on everything? I sell everything aggressively fast because I'm like, dude, I've seen this play out. I got 36 hours before my soul is worth zero. And that's even chasing the coin to zero. So like it's a mess over here.
Yeah, I mean, this is just so immature is the thing. I mean, Kix, you know, our homeboy was just in the audience talking about how he's like sadistically good at rugging. Is it that hard to do, though? So what's the skill here is that he builds a lot of hype and people get excited about the project. That's like the key
most
part
of the rugs in Seoul. We see like a week timeline and then it gets blown up. These projects do like months of marketing. So it's like, that's the crazy part is like most of the stuff that pops up overnight, you're like, oh shit, they're definitely going to delete this tomorrow. These projects come out, have Twitter spaces, form teams, have devs, and then all of a sudden the main guy's like, nah, fuck this, I'm gone. And it's like, you put time, energy, and effort into this. And I mean, obviously, clearly that's the rewarding part. Like the dude's made multiple millions of dollars off of, and he listed his rugs. He said Doodle Dragons, the Balloonsville, Reptile Renegade, and then he said two smaller projects that no one really knows because they didn't get traction. So he said that on a podcast last night. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, damn, I've really minted all of your rugs. Like, that's crazy. And the worst part is, dude, the Doodle Dragons one, I hit a one of one and ended up selling it for like five soul because I was like, this feels so sketchy. Like,
he's a rug factory, man.
Like, that's just printing, bro. And he's printing cash. Like, that's the worst part for the Seoul ecosystem. The dude has made bags, and there's no way he's not, like, taking it out of the ecosystem. You know, like, he's clearly taking money out.
Yeah, I can't wait for someone to use the Twitter spaces, record his voice, and, like, track it down to, like, FBI, you know, phone calls or something like that. They're like, we recognize this. Like, yeah, you're not showing your face, but your voice is very distinct. And I think it would be really interesting if like that was his downfall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, what was the tone, I guess, when Soul Legend, you know, who's a legit guy, was interviewing him on the podcast? Like, what was the tone from the person? I mean, I think I know what it is. It's a child that's thinking that he's literally Batman is what's going on while stealing millions of dollars. But what was like Soul Legend's tone?
Dude, that was the weird part. They were both like, it was like, dude, they were like playing into it, like almost. It was interesting.
Like, it was okay.
No, I wouldn't even say okay, but they almost were like, a lot of people have been enjoying the airing out of people in the space. And that was kind of what they were more playing into than a lot of it. And they weren't really stroking his ego because they kept telling him, like, dude, what you're doing is screwed up. Like, this isn't cool, but let's hear about the launch pad and the influencers who have done sketchy shit. So it was like they were giving him a platform to speak about this. And at the end of the day, bro, like, in a week or two, this shit's going to be old news in the Seoul space. Like, Balloonsville flew by. People still bring it up as, like, whenever someone has, like, a balloon emote, people are like, oh, this is sketchy as fuck. And same thing's going to happen with this. Like, people are going to move past it. It is what it is. And to be honest with you, like, I don't really want to even give it too much more airtime. I haven't joined. The guy launched a Discord called the Anti-Rug Factory or something. He's speaking now from what people have sent me, and it's got like 2,000 people listening to a Discord stage. Like, people are active.
Love the drama. And one thing I've noticed in this space, and it's just so unhealthy, but the people who not just rug but are brazen about it and almost unapologetic, they end up getting more followers. Like, they end up with more of a following than beforehand, and you could see it multiple times. And it's pretty crazy that people are like, I understand if you're following someone, you're just like wanting to be entertained by it, but the more people that follow, the more clout they get, and it gives them another opportunity to continue doing that. And this fucking guy, man, he deleted the Reptilian Renegades Twitter account for like an hour and then came back with a vengeance, like, nah, I'm here.
Bro, he did that with Balloonsville. He did it with Balloonsville. He'd be like, all right, guys, I really got to go now. He would leave. 4 hours later, come back and be like, all right, screw Magic Eden. Here's what they did. Send a massive threat and be like, all right, I got to leave again. And just delete it. So it's just like a toxic cycle at this point.
Do you think that there's going to be recourse?
Nope.
You know, you.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Absolutely.
Never.
Nope. Nope. It sounds crazy. Nope.
He's doxxed now, right?
So he said that's not him. Some people say it's him. There's some devs who are like saying they found him. Dude, you can't believe any of that shit, to be honest. And I mean, the way that this guy's carrying himself, if he was doxxed, I don't think he would be handling it how he's handling it, because it's like,
which is like so brazen,
extremely aggressive and in your face, and like, I am here. This is what I do, and I'm not stopping.
This is my career.
Yeah. And like, if he was actually doxxed, I think
rugged one, rugged two, rugged three. You guys join like, my next project.
The LinkedIn job, the lengths are just like 3 days. It's like March 6th to March 9th. This project, 50 mil in revenue. It's like, all right, man. Yeah, exactly.
But the craziest part about this shit is like, once something like this happened, and you know, Azuki is a great example. Is that when people have their bags, like, you don't want to just say, okay, you know, 30 soul out the window, like, let me burn this NFT. You know, people still try to list it and get some liquidity back, but that's someone buying that from you, and not just them getting that NFT that is a part of a rug, and maybe they don't even know about it, but every sale gives that rugger creator more royalties for them to live.
So they did update that. So because they launched on Hydra Launchpad, they did, and Magic Eden did the same thing with Balloonsville. As soon as they rugged, they updated the Mint Authority wallet or something like that, the Royalty Authority wallet, to the marketplace, and Hydra did it to the Launchpad wallet. So he's not making any more money
off
of it. So that's one thing that I will give credit to both of these like teams that have launched these, not him, but like the people behind the scenes. They've been quick to act on that to try to limit how much of the secondary they get, which we've now seen these pump back up from like a 4, 5, 6 floor to where they're at now, because a lot of the people still think there's some potential, I guess.
Is he a dev or is he an artist? Like, what does he do?
I think he's a marketer. Like, I think he is a marketer. Like, that is what he is amazing at. Just an absolute...
Ben just goes, oh, the worst. No hesitation. Ben's like, oh.
Yeah, dude, it's a snake oil salesman. That's
it's not
is.
Like you're developing the code. It's not like you're creating the art. You're just taking advantage of the people who are actually doing that. And like, what if you're the artist and you didn't know this was going to be a rug and you created this and you're thinking it's going to be something good, and now your reputation gets tarnished because of this guy? And like, from what I understand, and Easy, maybe you can fill me in on this, but he was giving out like dozens and dozens of whitelists to Soul influencers who are then promoting it. So it's like, not even.
Bro, he left me on red money. What's up with that?
Bro, you didn't even get an allow list to show. That's rude.
I had to pay for 5 allow list spots on Famous Fox. I paid up to get rugged. I overpaid.
But then you sold.
Yeah, I made like 15 soul on it. It wasn't that bad. But I literally
paid up
and premium. People were roasting you.
I got cooked.
People were roasting you.
People, some of the advisors on the team were like, "You're gonna face Max Cope." Yep. You're gonna see Max Cope. You'll see. That's why I had a field day yesterday, because I was like quote tweeting all the Max Cope tweets. I was like, "Who's coping now, bro?" Like, just having fun with it, because I knew like I was fine. Like, I always sell. I'm good. Shit. And now it's crazy to just see everything kind of unfold, and for me to just be like, damn, I guess like getting left on red really wasn't the worst thing that happened there, you know? So
would you rather be rugged or find out the creators are like pedophile groomers?
I would rather get rugged. I would rather get rugged.
You gotta get rugged.
Rather
get
multiple rugged, times. Right? Every time.
You brought up a great point though, Easy. Like, an artist made these, right? And when you introduce an artist to the NFT space and you give them an opportunity to do this, and they're like, you know, either excited or just interested in getting in, and their first impression of the NFT space is that they made something that turned out to be a big scam, and they probably, I have to think the artist faces some sort of backlash, mm-hmm. like just given the volume of attention that this stuff gets. I mean, you can see with how many people are watching the video now. I think the Balloonsville video at that time was like it was one of the bigger videos that we did in that week or something. Like, people were really interested in the Balloonsville video. You have to think all that negative attention leaves a terrible taste in the artist's mouth, and then probably leaves them feeling like some type of way about NFTs that just flat out isn't an accurate perspective to have. But it's hard to see anything else when your first impression into the space is being a part of something like this. That's all the stuff that this guy is not, you know, factoring into his little Batman thing. We were talking about, and he's going to love this, but we were talking about that he's the Joker, right? Mm-hmm. He's not Batman. He's going to love this right now. He's watching this right now. He's on his Discord stage in front of 2,000 people, which is a ton.
His tweets about us are going to be like, these guys are great. Thanks for calling me the Joker. I love the Nifty. They're awesome. Have a great day.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
Oh my God.
That's this guy. I mean, and for people that don't know, like, a 2,000 person Discord stage is huge. Yeah.
Massive.
That's big.
Massive.
Yeah.
Big audience for this show.
You know
shit,
what? I call him more of the Penguin than the Joker.
The Penguin. You don't want to be the Penguin.
I mean, shit, bro. You could literally call him the Riddler, the way this dude has just cooked the marketing. Like, that's the one thing you can't fade. He has quite literally gotten hype on everything, which is like, it's crazy. And seeing the DMs to some of the influencers, one of my friends in like a trading part, like a group I'm in, brought it up and was like, he's doing a really damn good job getting influencers on board with these projects to make it feel like a sense of security, which I think is like a bigger thing that not a lot of people are talking about. It's like, when you put on that you're an advisor for a project and people see that, your name is attached to that in some capacity, regardless of what it is, how it's associated. People look at that and say, oh, I see this person tweeting all the time about the space and it's good information. If they're advising, this project should do well. And then this happens and it's like, a lot of big names were either posting a giveaway for a whitelist is kind of a bad look, because it looks like you have some attachment to the project, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, but like, what's the upside of that? Like, why don't you just do what Zagabond did and just try to continue, you know, building the project? Just saying, you know, like, I understand that he has previously rugged and was proud of it, and, you know, in a way that Zagabond wasn't. But still, at the same time, you could just be like, yeah, you know, I messed up, and this is something I would like to try and recover my reputation with, instead of just going full scorched earth. Like, where's the upside? You know, like, I wouldn't trust him, but there would be people who did and say, try to defend him. Oh, he apologized, protect my bags, mm-hmm. please pump. But at the end of the day, like, there really is no upside in my mind to doing this, except that the kid, you know, made a bunch of money, maybe can do like a book or a documentary in the future or something like that. But at the end of the day, like, you know, why tarnish yourself further in that way? And I don't know, I guess because he's doing it from the main account, right? Like, Easy, does he have a personal account that he's been tweeting from, or just like,
no,
that
it's always the project account. Every time it's always the project account. That's the thing.
He loves
the
smart kid. He loves popping up through the project.
Well, bro, they have 30,000 followers. Mm. So everyone in minted.
That's him. His heart is beating going into it. And he's just like, this is going to be crazy. Yeah. You know, like, he fucking lives for this stuff. I think that what we should talk about too is just that Solana is clearly still a very immature market. And even though it's becoming more mature, I'm hearing more and more people ask about it, and whether, like, notable people, whether they should drop a project on there, because it's kind of user-friendly to drop a project on Solana compared to Ethereum. I mean, look, I'm not an engineer, but it seems that way at least, and Easy, I'll defer to you on that. But, you know, as we see more quality creators come in, we do have to flush out this situation, which is all the rug pulls and the scams on Solana. It'll happen gradually, but I mean, there's got to be some kind of consequence for someone like this at, you know, at some point, right?
Yes. I mean, it's like, we bring it up all the time. Like, it's still very early here. We're still seeing like the early stage cycles of like what ETH typically saw when like the OK Bears was a great example of like that community and very social forward push to get it to where it was, which was cool. And then at the same time, like, we're still dealing with all this shit. And it's like, there's a lot more out of the box code, I guess you could say, that makes launching a project pretty easy, I would assume. And all these launch pads, it's not like ETH. Like, you don't hear about another project launching another person's project. Cause even like, I'm thinking about this now, like, that just makes me think, like, where are the devs going to be in a month? Like, you don't have devs to launch the project, let alone build utility, you know, like build a tool, build functionality. I don't know. So thinking about that, it's like, there's still a lot of things that have to happen. And this Rugger shouted out Soulport Tom for being the best launchpad to docs in the industry. Cause until there's like proper ways to go about that, you're going to still see this stuff. And it goes back to that security, you know, like the feeling of safety when a launch pad's launching and advisors are influencers in the space.
Well, real quick, I mean, one way to shake out some of this stuff would be to launch on platforms like FTX. So we had Stephen Curry launch on FTX. That ain't a rug pull. We had Coachella launch on FTX. That ain't a rug pull. And FTX actually just introduced stock trading with no payment for order flow, which is the model that Robinhood uses. And they don't have that because it's not meant to front run your trades and to make money off of you. Really, I mean, I don't have confirmation on this, but I think that they just want to make a really good stock trading product because they can and because they're all engineers, and just make you want to use it on a crypto native platform to get you on the platform and have you end up buying Ethereum, buying crypto for the lowest fees in the business, and buying NFTs with gasless transactions. So if we see more Solana projects launch on dope platforms like FTX, I think we're going to see much fewer rug pulls. So check out FTX. You can sign up. I got the link right here, thenifty.com/FTX, or with the code thenifty on your FTX mobile app. Stay away from these rug pulls, people. If something launches on FTX, you know it ain't a rug. Come on now.
And FTX, just wanted, man, to shout that they're out. They're sharp. They got that FTX arena. They got playoffs there now. You know, tons of different exposure. They're really doing it, man. It's great to see, like, the different sponsorships that they're doing. They, you know, sponsoring something called Nifty Portal. Like, come on, like, that takes balls, man. So I love what they're doing. But yo, real quick, going back to the lizards. Do you think this kid's like proud? Like, you know, like when I sell something for a lot of money, you know, I'll call my wife and like, babe, I just made 30K. Do you think he like calls his mom, like, mom, I just rugged a whole community. Like, come and look and see what they're saying about me.
Mom, look at all the death threats and hate comments. It's fire.
Check it out. Like, and maybe the mom's like, you go, son. I taught you well. You know, like, what kind of environment
but
is that?
Bro, the thing too is, like, at the end of the day, this all he has to do is be like, all right, parents, we have $11 million. Let's leave. You know, like,
is that how much he's made?
Has I think
made
it's around $11 million? That. I think it's probably around. Holy bro, he made like shit, five dude. M's off Balloonsville. Like, that money he made off Balloonsville was why it was so big. Was like, the dude launched a 5555 at like two Sol, and Sol was like $200. And
well, to be fair, Solana has like decreased by like 350%. So
yeah, yeah, exactly.
So maybe it's more like 2 mil, but
yeah that 11's now made hopefully 100,000 at this point, right? So
yeah, I hope he put it all into UST and Anchor and just lost it all. That would be such a great way to close the loop on this.
That would be pretty good. Well, look, I mean, we got another rug pull from Solana. We have it with this guy that's a serial rug puller, and he's proud of what he's doing. He's framing himself as Batman. Maybe he's a high school kid. That's what it seems like. Maybe he's in the UK. That seems to be the current narrative. If he is, $11 million in the UK definitely would go a really long way. But I mean, we got to clean up this this Solana blockchain here, and at some point there has to be a level of maturity. We're launching a show. Easy is going to be the host of the Solana show on Monday. What Solana the Easy Way? What's the title
Solana
of it?
Solana Made Easy.
Solana Made Easy. I'm just calling it the wrong thing. Solana Made Easy, and I'll co-host it with him, and that's going to be your legit source for Solana stuff, and it'll be an opportunity for me to actually learn about shit too and hear Easy talk with the actual Solana heavy hitters. Any closing thoughts from either of you guys on these lizards and what's going on right now with Solana?
Yeah, it's going to be Solana summer, just 2023.
just keeps getting pushed back. It's like next year. It's just a little cold. We'll heat up. No, I mean, I don't have much. I don't, like, me personally, this dude is eager for the eyes, the focus, the conversation to be around him. I know we just gave 30 minutes of airtime to it. Personally, I'm going to probably just stay away from it moving forward. Like, hey, if people enjoy the drama, it's like a car accident. You can't turn away. You know, that's kind of how I feel about it. I'm sure this person won't stop because of all the traction that keeps happening. They say this is the last one. We'll see.
Yeah, exactly. He has like his own Rugger roadmap. This is like step 3 of 5. He has 2 more to project go before
four,
he completes
2
it.
Months, and then we're good. Yeah, so that's my comments on it. It sucks because a lot of people were really excited about this, and I saw multiple tweets saying people got burned at 40 Soul when they were buying.
Right.
So that blows. But it's part of Soul. Like, sadly, that's the reality at the moment. Until it progresses, it's going to be tough to get a lot more traction in the space. Hopefully, we get some good at the some light at the end of the tunnel. We'll find out.
We'll find out. Well, thanks for watching, everybody. Make sure you follow Easy for all things Solana and Benjamin at XBenjaminX for all things NFTs in general, including Solana. Hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure that you like and subscribe. You already know what the deal is. Catch you guys later.
Yes, sir.